have been rounded up and jailed. Limited legal protections have disappeared. U.S. employers added 379,000 jobs last month, a sign the economy is strengthening as the virus cases drop, vaccinations ramp up, and Americans spend more and states ease business restrictions. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 533 points. The NASDAQ is up 179. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. I know we're all feeling glad to be out of 2020, but now is the best time to focus on what's important. Don't get stuck in your timeshare. Get out now. For most of us starting into the new year, the new priority is saving money. For timeshare owners, stopping those expensive maintenance fees will do just that. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their unused and expensive timeshare. That's how we've earned an A-plus rating with the BBB. Imagine being timeshare free, the money you could save for a real vacation. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For great customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860. 4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some weather changes ahead as a little disturbance brushes by the area overnight tonight with a few showers possible. Low temperature tonight, about 45. Tomorrow will be noticeably cooler, kind of a breezy day with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A good bit of sunshine over the weekend. Chilly at night. We'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night. Back to the upper 60s Monday, then a major warming trend later next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Oh, we're off to a flying start today. I may not make it till the end of this open. Yeah, I was going to play something here for you, but something is plugged in and I can't, so screw it. Welcome to Frickin' Happy Hour.
And here they are.
In fact, I'd like to, especially after yesterday, I'd just like to get up and go and let everybody else fill out the afternoon. I really would. I am not we all get that point, right? It's like, okay, I've had enough. I need a break. Let's go away. But I'm not going to do that because I have two of the cheeriest people you'll ever meet who are trying to figure out why I couldn't play anything through the computer over the air. That's my mistake. I should know better by now to assume that the studio is going to be in a workable
condition. We go through it too in our studio sometimes. It's like, who comes in here and touches stuff?
Every single morning. We were just having a conversation about that.
If you're going to touch something, untouch it when you leave and clean it before you untouch it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, but that's just the beginning of what's turned out to be a riotous afternoon. So I had like 3 minutes to kill. So I made the mistake of going out to the thinking stoop behind the building.
Did you leave your keys?
No.
Oh, okay.
I somehow managed to get my right foot in a mound of fire ants.
Oh, no.
That's building a mound next to the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
no.
Before I could even look.
Your foot was covered.
Covered.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
So, and then they're in my flip-flops, so I'm banging that and trying to shoo away, and they're crawling up my hand off the shoe and everything else. And they bit the frickin' hell out of me.
I'm so sorry.
So I am
not
slathering Adam's Drugs butt paste.
Is that not the best stuff ever?
Yes. Oh,
that is the best stuff because, you know, I hadn't had children in forever. So when Adeline came along, our grandbaby, my daughter's like, well, what do we put on, you know, what's the best stuff for butt cream? And I'm thinking, well, I don't know. I mean, when back in the day it was Desitin. Is it not Desitin anymore?
I'm from the baby powder.
Yeah, category. Yeah. Oh, no, that causes cancer.
Yeah.
But no, so I posted on Facebook and they said Adam's Drugs butt paste. And I'm like, they make their own butt paste?
Yes.
And they do, and it is the bomb. So you can go into Adam's Drugs and get the butt paste, and it is phenomenal.
Well, it's itching some, but it's...
Try not to think about it.
Man, oh, man.
Hey, how's the smoking, non-smoking vaping thing going?
Are we not good? I was doing great until yesterday.
Until yesterday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had a bad day.
Yesterday was one of those days.
Now, we did go to Costco the other day and saw your beautiful wife.
Yeah, she rang us out. She said hi. And
yeah, she knew that we were coming on the show.
Yep.
You married up. She is wonderful. And the joy.
She's talented.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen any of her paintings?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh, phenomenal. Mm.
You should sell them so you could retire, Greg.
She was slammed, I'm telling you. I mean, I had no idea Costco was that busy on a Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Consistently all the time.
It was Wednesday morning.
Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday morning.
I lose track of the days.
I know. It is Friday, right?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Thank goodness.
First Friday.
Yeah, first Friday. Boy, it seemed to get here quickly, didn't it?
It did. It did this week.
So we were so short.
Mm.
So, what else is new?
Let's see. I am ready to plant flowers. I have the spring fever. Definitely huge spring fever. I'm ready to clean. I'm ready to plant flowers. I know we're going to have one more cold snap.
Don't think
though.
It's
we
time
always,
yet.
I know, but I am ready to go to Lowe's and get some greenery for my house.
We got a teaser of that warm weather, but it's still going to be cold.
I know.
It still could. In fact, a week from today will be the 12th. And that'll make it the 28th anniversary of the storm of the century, the last century.
Mm-hmm.
That thing that wound up in the Gulf, and I know you have, what, 8 inches of snow here? And
mm-hmm.
A lot.
It was crazy.
Power outages for long days. In Florida, it came through there late at night. I mean, I've been through Andrew and a bunch of other hurricanes, but this weather was just wild. And we had tornado warnings and all kinds of stuff, but it was at night, so you couldn't see much until the next morning. I was traveling from Boca Raton back to Fort Lauderdale, and I could not believe the number of trees that were down. Pieces of roof here and there. There was all kinds of damage from that thing. And Janelle's birthday was that day, March 12th. So we had reserved a pavilion at a park because it's always nice in March in Florida.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's always beautiful.
One of the safest times you can book a pavilion.
Pretty much, yes.
Put your $25 down. And the cold front that came in behind that was so powerful that we set the all-time record low-high temperature for Miami at 47.
Wow.
That was as warm as it got.
That is crazy. That's just unheard of in South Florida like that.
Yeah, and the wind that came behind it, the wind chills were in the 30s. Mm-hmm. So it was a major freakout for people down there. But the further up you went, there were people that got buried in campsites up in the Smokies and all kinds of stories.
You know, you mentioned hurricanes. I don't know if we've ever told you, JT was on the air at Cat Country for Ivan.
Down in Pensacola, yeah.
And we didn't know each other at the time.
Oh.
So I was at a girlfriend's house because, you know, we had to hunker down when Ivan rolled in. And I worked at the sheriff's office at the time. And so she lived in a house. I was in a little apartment with my two girls, little girls. And so we were at her house. And, you know, we'd baked pizzas and, you know, made food for the night. And we're all
having a
hurricane party, you know, alcoholic beverages as the kids go to bed. And we're all huddled in the hallway, and then Ivan comes and you know, the power goes out, and we're listening on the radio and
midnight,
the battery,
1 a.m.
battery operated radio, and I listened to him all night long and
did you fall in love with the radio man?
Not at that point, but I did fall in love with the radio man the first time we met. So
and she mentioned she worked for the sheriff's office, so our first date was at TGI Fridays in Pensacola. A lunch date, and I show up, and the entire parking lot is nothing but sheriff's deputies.
They were a little protective.
Yeah. Well, so I passed a background check, a fingerprint check, a pulse check, and, you know.
They patched you down before you went in.
Yeah, the whole nine yards, man.
He actually walked in the door, believe it or not.
They checked to see if he had a gun license.
That's right. That's
exactly.
That's pretty funny. 13 minutes after 3, so we do have, I guess, some rain coming through later tonight.
Yes.
And then cooler weather tomorrow and Sunday, but it's not going to be that brutal.
No,
it's supposed to get back up in the 80s in the middle of the week.
I know. I'm ready. So ready.
I've been hitting the bicycle.
How's that going?
It's going well. I haven't missed a day.
Good.
And I keep pushing the envelope.
Good for you, man.
My coach is Ryan Turner over at Infusion, and we're doing the CryoSkin 3.0. Might be something you guys want to talk about or experience on Mary with microphones.
You know, I have been to the cryo there several times, loved it, but the number one thing they do there that I was like, I don't know if this is going to work, and I was like, wow, it works, and that's the laser.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I've torn a muscle or had an injury of any kind, I've gone there for the laser treatments, and I'm telling you, it accelerates your healing like you just don't even know.
Jay hurt his shoulder real bad. We sent him over there at 10 o'clock. He was good by the afternoon.
Yep.
I went over there for a knee. It was last year at some point. Yeah, I mean, it's like almost an instant fix.
Worst pain of my entire life, I kid you not, was when I tore my hamstring.
Oh, God.
Man, oh, man.
The bruising was crazy.
I was in crazy pain, and I went and had the laser done on my leg, and, you know, about 3 or 4 treatments. Normally, it would have taken months to completely recuperate. I was good to go.
It was mind-boggling. And unless you've actually experienced it, you're thinking, yeah, okay, this is going to work. Yeah, right. No, we have seen it work. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal, and it is definitely worth the investment.
A couple of times, wake up and you stretch your legs, and then all of a sudden, it rolls, the calf muscle rolls up like a window shade, and that is like completely debilitating.
Yes.
You're like helpless, and you're rubbing, and always
exactly right.
Calm down.
And it seems to happen once you crest that over 40. Mm-hmm. Once you're over 40,
it
all
did
these
for me.
Little aches
I was running
and
a 5K,
pains, and you're like, ugh,
right here in Montgomery,
where'd that
and
come from?
My shoe hit wet pavement. And my leg went out from under me, and I pulled the whole hamstring.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, the lady, I was like halfway through the race, and she's like, do you want us to call somebody, like, to come pick you up? I'm like, no, I'll make it. I like limped across the finish line. And here's Leanne taking pictures with everybody, networking with people. I'm like about to die. I'm in severe pain. I'm about to cry in front of everybody. I'm like, can we please go home?
I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy post-race parties. I just kicked butt on this race.
I am about to die, and my whole back of my leg is black and blue.
No idea. I had no clue.
Man, I'm telling you, I thought torn hamstring was like a minor thing. It's not.
No. So, you know, there's certain injuries until you have them yourself. Like, you know, you look at an athlete. Well, mm-hmm. They're not going to be playing today or tomorrow because they have a...
They hurt their big toe.
Yeah, something.
You're making way too much money, buddy.
Until... Yes. You have the same injury, then you realize, wow.
Yep.
Now I understand why they didn't take the field. And I've never hurt the hamstring, thank goodness. But
the bruising was unbelievable. I mean, he got bruises. Well, he tore it twice because he's a man.
Well, I didn't wait long enough the first time.
Yeah,
and then the second time I really messed it up.
Yeah, then you really messed it up.
And that's when I went to cryotherapy and laser. And... man, I'm telling you, I'm a believer.
So what's the new thing you're doing?
Rich and I are doing CryoSkin 3.0.
And now, what is that?
That's the technology. Now, Ryan Turner can better explain it than I can, but you target an area where I call it the hard lard. When you get a little bit past 40, it's really hard to get rid of, no matter how hard you try, no matter how severely you diet, it always seems to stay. Everything else may be shrinking,
right?
But that... And this technology, you don't feel a thing. It's very comfortable. They just go over the area. They can do cellulite, your upper arms, whatever you want to target.
Bingo and wings, as my kids call them.
And they...
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Bingo. You see those flat? Bingo. Yeah. Raise your arm. Bingo wings.
We learned a new term today. I saw a lot of bingo wings in South Florida now that I think about it. Because bingo is big down there.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it... Like in your waist, that area.
Mm-hmm.
You generally, the first time you do it, you can lose an inch. They'll measure you.
Wow.
You can lose an inch.
That's awesome. Now, do you have any results you're going to share?
Here's the thing. I started with the bike. Have you seen my magazine column for this month?
No, I have not. I need it.
Let me bring this up in here so I can catch your live reaction to the artwork on this.
Okay, all right. Let me look over here on JT stuff.
You can get close to me. It's okay.
Have you had your vaccine?
I haven't had my shot yet, but still.
Okay, all right. Hang on. I'm going to find it here somewhere. Here it is.
Oh, I love it. That is awesome.
Okay, I love the Crocs. That's a nice touch.
Greg's riding like the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Pedal to the metal.
Heck yeah.
Jim Watson, my publisher, I had the idea, can you do this? Can you create this for me? And he did a beautiful
job.
That's
a fantastic picture. I love it.
So, but the whole column is about how I decided, all right, maybe this will help me shed a few pounds getting back on the bike. You kind of go full circle. And because I can't walk. Sciatic just kicks up. It won't let me. And I don't want to deal with any more surgeries or anything.
Oh, of course not.
But this I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I made it about 0.3 mile before my... I said, what a terrible idea this was. I can almost still see the house from where I'm at, and my legs are hurting. Mm. But now, man, I'm moving it.
That's awesome.
Consistency, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like walking. I have tried to get back on the bike, but I am so nervous about falling because about 3 years ago, I fell and I broke my back off of a ladder. So getting on the bike just makes me really, really nervous because I'm petrified to fall.
You should read this because included in the story is the time I was, the state of Florida had asked me not to drive for a year.
Oh, that was nice of them.
And they had good reason to do it. So I did not ever once violate that order, not once. So I was about a mile and a half from where I was working, working for Rick, as a matter of fact, our current boss. And I was going from the place I was living to the radio station. It's kind of nice. And the sidewalk back to my place is next to a three-lane boulevard in each direction. And I'm on the sidewalk. The traffic is coming towards me. And so it was westbound. I was eastbound. Come to a side street. And when I got to the crosswalk, I sat in the seat, but I put my feet on the ground and tiptoed the bike into the crosswalk when a lady apparently couldn't read stop.
Oh, no.
And it's amazing how fast your mind can work because I knew she was going to hit me. There's an instant where you know there's nothing you can do. I don't know how she missed me. I wasn't that small then either. And in like that millisecond, my brain said, don't take it in the hip or you may never walk again. So I leaned to the left and let her hit me in the left arm. Knocked me off the bike into the middle lane of westbound traffic. I was lucky I didn't get killed by oncoming traffic.
My no gosh. Doubt, man.
And my arm swelled up. My upper arm swelled up to the size of my thigh. I mean, it was that bad. I had a compound fracture.
Oh, yeah.
And typical South Florida style, I'm writhing in pain on the road. Can't you read stop? Yeah, I may have
hurled
an invective or two. So she starts shaking her fist at me. She's standing next to her car, starts shaking her fist. So the police came. They took a report. They gave her a ticket for failure to yield. No insurance.
Of course.
Of course not.
And
nice.
I got sent home from the ER in leather straps. No kidding. My left arm strapped to my left side. I had to have somebody come and help me get dressed. And it was just
Oh, my gosh.
Did you call Alexander Shinar?
Stop. Stop. Well, that's not even funny.
I had a friend in that field down there.
Oh, good.
Who was one of the best. It would only take my case because we were friends. He generally dealt only with death and dismemberment cases. He was...
Wow.
Big time, yeah.
And he calls us, we could get her car, but what good would that do?
Of course.
So
it would keep her off the road.
Yeah, that's true.
And here's the killer. Here's the killer. If I had not lost my license and I had insurance, underinsured motorist coverage, that would have covered it.
Wow.
But I didn't. So who do I blame for that? I guess I have to look in the mirror, huh?
Yeah, when I fell off the ladder, I thought, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Nope, I'm not okay. Not okay. I knew. So I was up on a 5-foot ladder, and we all hate to get up and down off the ladder, you know, because it takes so much time. And I'm going, and I went back, and I fell straight on my back on concrete. And I thought, I'm okay. Nope. My kids weren't there. JT wasn't there. But I knew my neighbors were up. And this is when angels are surrounding you. For some reason, the privacy fence was unlocked. I'd already unlocked the back door, and I, 2 minutes prior to the fall, I'd gone and grabbed my phone and thought, just in case the kids need me, let me go get my phone, because I did not have my phone with me. Good. So I would have laid there all day.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed my phone, and I fell, and I was by my phone, and I called my neighbors, and literally, I said, I've fallen, and I can't get up, you know? I don't know what to do, and I was in shock, and they came and got me, and JT wasn't too far, and he had come back, and I will never forget when we put, because I kept my calm pretty cool until we got to the emergency room, and then JT said, hey, they're bringing out a wheelchair, and I'm like, I said, I'm not bending. Nope. I'm freaking out. He said, okay, I'll get a gurney.
Did you fall on your back?
Yes, flat on my back. And they brought the gurney, and these guys are trying to, you know, gently take me out of the car. I looked at JT. I said, get me out of this car. And they went, and they pulled me right out. And I had fractured my L1. I was very, very, very lucky, but very scary.
And made one of the quickest and most remarkable recoveries I've ever seen. Even the doctor was like, you know, you shouldn't be walking around right now.
I had been exercising and, you know, just real careful and followed the doctor's instructions. I was very lucky.
I saw you mention Shinar in that magazine article, too.
I did.
I hadn't seen that until after I said it. And I was like, wait, he talks about it, right? There it is right there.
I have to pick up a copy and read that article.
You know, if you call Alex, you'll never talk to Alex. But
right,
you know, hey,
yeah, but hey.
It is what it is.
Not even Alex Shinar can get money out of a turnip.
That's right.
The old saying is. It is 324. This is much more fun than discussing politics and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Politics.
Up next, I'll tell JT and Leanne how he got carried out of this studio on a board.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Haven't
heard that one yet.
Oh, this is a
okay.
If Jay was still in the building, I'd have him come up and add some drama to it because he was here. He's one of the people that carried me out.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, we have nothing but fun in this place. 325.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's happy hour with JT and Leanne.
I'm fallen, and I can't get up.
That's about how I felt, man.
That's how you were.
Ooh, buddy,
definitely.
That was scary.
Without making this a marathon, I had back surgery after I got here in January of 2006.
Okay.
And it failed.
Oh.
They had fused L4, L5. And what the doctor failed to tell me, and at first I was doing fine. No pain. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I had to wear that stupid...
Yes. Velcro zip. Yeah.
But I had the surgery on a Thursday at Baptist South, and I was back at work the following Monday.
Wow.
But after a few days had passed, the sciatic pain started to come back. And... the only way to make it settle down was to lay on my side. So 2 weeks to the day after the surgery, I climb these stairs out here. I get up here, and, you know, the pain's coming up. So I lay down on the floor, except it doesn't stop. It is coming in tsunami waves.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I'm literally beating the floor with my fist, hoping that the knucklehead in the next room at that time would hear me. And so call 911.
Yeah.
You know, this is bad.
Sure.
So... This is not supposed to be functional space in this building. That stairwell.
Yeah.
And all that. So they show up with a gurney, but they can't bring it up here. Because of the way the stairs
are
configured.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man.
So it took three firemen and a board and Jay Scott on their shoulders to carry me down the stairs to the gurney.
Oh, my gosh.
And what I remember is my nose hitting the ceiling over the stairwell on the way down.
What a mess.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there's no way they could.
And everything after that is blank because they had me on a morphine drip before we were out of the building.
But, man.
So something's going to happen.
Don't have it happen
Don't
up
have
here.
It happen here, yeah.
That first year here was it's amazing. I mean, I'm here. There's more stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's more stories. Things I don't know. I think back to it and say it's just a miracle. Just a miracle I am still here.
You're here, man.
Dow finished up 572. We'll take that. Here is Sam on the phone with JT and Leanne.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
He was a big
one.
Yeah, Greg. Hey, you know, it's a beautiful day. Y'all sound great. Greg, yeah, that back pain, it made a believer out of me. It a few years back is what brought my bicycling to a halt. I miss mountain biking something fierce. But anyways, yeah, it's truly hard to describe. Fire ants. Ugh. You know, if a man gets eaten up with fire ants, he has the right to be grumpy.
That's right. I agree.
But the butt paste is worth it.
Good.
It's not burning. It's not doing anything. This stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I give this away, except it's already got my fingers in it.
So. Oh, yeah. It's definitely an A. It's good stuff.
But Jim Smith, Adam's Drugs, you guys, that is the miracle. In fact, there's an episode of Andy Griffith about some product that kids are selling called Miracle Salve. Here it is. This is it in real time.
The Salve. Gregory,
what?
A few days ago, I heard you saying something about running a series of the What Southern Girls Say.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you'd already done that or not.
No.
And oh no, okay. Well, I'm just going to throw that out there as a request for later on. It just even a couple of, I love them. I just absolutely love them, and that's my 2 cents.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, have you ever heard the thing Southern women say? They're like 2 minutes. All these Southern women.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Only by listening to Leanne that frequently, but besides that, no.
They're pretty funny. And they're not that long. We could play one after we take this bottom of the hour break.
Here. Okay.
But before we do that, JT and Leanne have a show here on News Talk 93.1 FM on Saturday called Mary with Microphones.
Yes, we do.
Could you give us a preview of tomorrow?
I know tomorrow we've got Boo Archer, our life coach, on the show.
Yes, she has. She's wonderful. I wish I'd known her in my 20s.
Tomorrow she's talking about habits that are life-sucking.
Yes.
And who wants to have life-sucking habits?
Yeah, nobody wants to have life-sucking habits.
Boo helps you professionally live the best life you can. We got her on the show. My dad's going to join us from St. Louis. He's talking about Tiger Woods and the wreck he had and all the aftermath on that.
Lucky he is.
They ordered a
search warrant for his car. Yeah. So there might be more to the story. Maybe not, but we'll see.
He was speeding. I mean, what else could there be?
Reckless endangerment.
Now, this is, I think, the third time he has
wiped out.
Yeah. And the other two involved... intoxication.
Yes. They said this one, though, did not, I guess.
Apparently not.
They tested him and said no.
Okay.
And Leanne's got the top stories of the week, so all kinds of stuff.
Different. We do a hodgepodge.
Yeah, the part that's got me, my interest peaked, is the things that suck the life out of you.
Oh, yeah. And they're good, too.
She's wonderful. Boo's good.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep. Right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, where it's 3:33. Our first look at traffic this afternoon. Okay. Well, that was very quick. That was our, anybody know how traffic is?
Bad!
All right, that's good enough.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life.
Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery community held a vigil last night for the four people killed in a house fire last month. That fire broke out in the 800 block of Gibson Street on February 22nd. At this point, Montgomery fire investigators still have not released a cause of the fire. The Selma Bridge Crossing Jubilee will take place this weekend. Most of the events will be virtual this year because of the pandemic. The major events will start today and run through Sunday. President Biden is scheduled to appear during the Jubilee virtually. Dozens of students from Choi University are on their way to Panama City Beach, Florida. Members of Alpha Tau Omega fraternity are walking 128.3 miles from Troy to Panama City. The hike directly funds veterans through Jeep Sullivan's Wounded Warrior Outdoor Adventures. It's a nonprofit that assists soldiers recovering from war. I'm Daryl Hood. Those are your headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some weather changes ahead as a little disturbance brushes by the area overnight tonight with a few showers possible. Low temperature tonight, about 45. Tomorrow will be noticeably cooler, kind of a breezy day with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A good bit of sunshine over the weekend. Chilly at night. We'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night. Back to the upper 60s Monday, then a major warming trend later next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
JT and Leanne with us first Friday in March, and we're going to introduce them to the things Southern women say. Number 10, by the way.
I ain't no telling what she paid for that.
She's so skinny, she could get shade from a flagpole.
God love her.
You know, what's her name?
You know, what's her face? You know, what's her nose? I got to Googling, and I figured it out.
Would it be tacky to leave my UT wreath up through Christmas?
She's so dumb, she thinks quarterback means she's getting change.
He's dumber than a pack of mayonnaise.
He's not here. He's out spotlight.
He's not here. He's at the races.
He's not here. He's out running his trot lines. They got alligator nuggets on sale up at the Walmart.
Whoa, what kind of hillbilly pill has she been chewing?
That's the country. They think a 7-course meal's a 6-pack and a bucket of chicken.
Isn't
we got
it?
The hog wire up.
Ever notice how people in trailer parks have the best-looking pit bulls?
She thinks she's something because her house ain't on wheels.
I wonder what Peyton Manning would do.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new vacuum cleaner.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new washing machine.
I'm going to have to break down getting them made. Coming up a gully washer. It's coming up a frog strangler.
I am happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
I'm happier than a puppy's two tails. I couldn't be happier if butter were fat-free.
I can't breathe in these Spanx panties.
I'm going to get me a Miley Cyrus belly.
Ew.
My dog wouldn't eat that.
I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
Ew!
Beats all I ever did see.
She's had so much plastic surgery, she could donate her remains to Tupperware.
She's so trashy, she better not linger at the curb on garbage day.
Everything she's got is out on the showroom floor.
That boy's from the wrong side of the river.
He's so nasty, you couldn't clean him with a tater brush.
Girl, there's some things even Ajax can't clean.
Hello,
get those roly-polies out of your mouth.
I was a cheerleader, but now I'm a cheerleading coach.
Are you going to put her in dance?
Weather fitting and the Lord permitting.
All right, so that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
I heard Leanne there several times.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie.
What's her name?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not even Ajax can clean that
not
one up.
Not even Ajax. Can't even clean him up with a tater brush. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. That's
I think the interesting, the most telling story of the week was when all of a sudden the butthurt crowd decided that Dr. Seuss was
racist. I mean,
yep.
Really?
Yeah.
And
six books.
I don't understand. I mean, there's nothing else going on in the world today that we have to worry about Dr. Seuss books?
I set a personal record on Facebook this week. There's a whole lot of stuff that falls under this bite my ass, you liberal morons. I like that one. This: never will I write another book about a cat or a hat or a fish in a brook. My stories, my limericks, the telling did end. The mob crashed in and took my pen. Now, I won't be last, and I sure wasn't first, but this culture is evil. They're simply the worst. Look at this. It's over 2,000 shares.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's good.
I hate to say it, but that's even more than when I posted the picture of me and my daughter on her wedding day.
Wow.
Down the aisle. 2,000. That's stunning.
Heck yeah.
What does that tell you, though? It's like, this is something. They struck a nerve. They went way over the deep end here.
Yep.
And now, talk about woke. They have awakened a sleeping giant.
It's been getting crazy. A couple of weeks ago, it was Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Now it's Dr. Seuss.
We saw that. I'm like, really?
I didn't even think that was real news. I'm like, this has got to be fake.
It's got to be fake. No,
it was real.
It was real. And are they going to start, you know, criticizing Disney movies? I mean, movies that we grew up on. Are they going to take away all of that?
Let me scroll right back to the top here.
Are they taking away Disney movies?
Discovered yesterday. Well, no.
Okay.
What Turner is doing is they are now offering lectures before
classics.
They're playing Gone with the Wind, which started last night. They are putting together discussion groups to talk about Gone with the Wind and the things in it that might trigger somebody because it was made 80 years ago when things were different.
Wow.
They're still showing the movie, but they're not going to show films like this anymore until people get indoctrinated before the film. Why bother at all?
No doubt.
It's just
it's ridiculous.
Nuts.
Put your big boy panties on and just deal with it. I mean,
oh, here's one that I thought was good. Let's take the spoiled pet test together.
Oh, I saw that with a T. Spoiled with a T.
Spoiled pet test.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's add
okay, all right.
Tell them up as we go down the list. Your pet is allowed to sleep in your bed.
One.
Your pet gets Christmas presents.
Two.
You refuse to move if your pet is asleep.
Three.
Depending on which one you're talking about, me, I'll move.
No, I don't move. You be quiet.
You've canceled plans because of your pet.
Am I up to four or five? Four?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Your pet gets a birthday present.
Five. We brought Lucy to the station.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
1 year old
yes,
this week,
yeah. Yeah, 1 year old on Thursday.
Oh, she's, I love that dog.
She's a hoot.
Your pet is allowed to sit on the sofa.
Nope.
No.
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 Nope. Can't do that one.
We have invisible fence inside of our house because we have hardwood floor and we have newer furniture, and the warranty is refunded after 5 years, no matter what happens. I could put like hair dye in my hair and get dye on the couch and they would replace it, but will not replace pet damage.
Well,
yeah. So
Hershey and Briscoe do have access to our couches.
Yeah.
And Briscoe, his nickname is Fat Bottom Thing because he's kind of an oddly shaped dog. And he gallops up the sofa to the top where it's nice and soft. And I watch that thing like it's ready to tip over.
Now, they're allowed to go through the living room to the bedroom.
To our bedroom. Yep.
But they're not allowed in our living area.
Exactly.
In our living room area.
Okay, so I'm ahead of you now.
Okay.
You signed birthday Christmas cards for your pet.
No. Mm-hmm.
They don't send our cards, no. Mm-hmm.
You say hello to your pet before anybody else.
Yes. Yep. They're the first ones at the door.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I open the door. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? You know?
Exactly. Even when we walk in together or he's home, I always talk to the dogs first. Always.
Exactly.
It's nice to have somebody excited that you're home.
Exactly. Exactly. And they love you so much. Even if mm-hmm. you've been gone just to get the mail, it seems like forever for them, you know? So they just love you so much.
Oh, and I made the mistake of just sharing a cartoon. The point isn't how many people voted, it's the reaction from the media. America has 133 billion registered voters. How could 159 million votes be cast? Huh. And the adult in the picture tells the kid, that's not important. What's important is that you're a racist. And that's become the blame game for everything.
That's true.
So they not only fact-checked a cartoon, but look at this. They offered me a pile of references to check out.
Oh, man. Wow. Facebook did this?
Yes. Yeah. So wow. I would know how wrong I was. It was a freaking cartoon.
See,
good
here
Lord.
I am. I'm posting pictures of my dog so I don't get flagged by Facebook. But you turn yourself a little controversial or try and tell the truth, and there you go.
Either that or you get put in Facebook jail.
Exactly. That's right. You're lucky they didn't shut you down completely.
I know.
Man, oh, man.
I don't know if it was a week or
where you can't comment on other things.
They wouldn't even let my page open up. And I still don't remember what I did that was so horrible either. But yeah, their fact checkers are so neutral. That's
yeah. Oh yeah, they're just like the national media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
3:46. Let me recommend. When Brant was on yesterday, I can't tell you how to invest your money. But I can tell you something you can invest in that will pay off for you, and that's a Clark's Club membership. Twice in the last 3 weeks, we've had plumbing emergencies at the house. 277-2125. They're on the way. And in both cases, one in less than an hour, one slightly more than an hour, clogged drains, toilet issue, and the complete replacement of a garbage disposal, all taken care of, problems solved. That's what one of the benefits of membership. The other is for your family's comfort. They come out twice a year and tune your AC and heating. Like, if you join today, if you invested the $159 today, they come out and get you ready for the hot weather season ahead, make sure it's running efficiently. If you need a part replaced, they do that at a discount on parts and labor. And basically, the whole idea is to keep your energy cost to a minimum so your system is running efficiently. All of that for that one low price and a guarantee of priority service 24/7, 365. And their people are amazing. They're just great. You know what? The best metaphor I can say is it's like having JT and Leanne come over to fix your toilet. Or JT and Leanne come over to, you know, clean the filter in your AC.
That's right.
I hope they're better
than
that.
They're that nice.
I hope they're better than that.
They're just that nice.
You don't want me touching your toilet. I don't even know how to do the flapper thing. So
no.
Don't call me.
No.
Call Clark.
277-2125 or visit ClarkCover.com. Alabama certified, case number 99004.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. we talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Georgia Florist Direct on the Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is not headline news. Tyler, the Creator, turns 30 today. He'll celebrate with a big slice of birthday, the cake. The SAG Awards will be pre-taped and only last an hour this year. Nice try, SAG Awards. We're still not watching. NASA confirmed life on Mars can briefly survive, unlike the career of Psy after Gangnam Style. And a Georgia man is accused of dressing as an employee to steal merchandise from Home Depot. Cops became suspicious when they could find an employee at a Home Depot. This is not headline news.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of a thing, you know.
It is a thing.
True story, yeah.
It is.
Check this out. Our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson just texted me a photo from Florida. This is what you get with a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nobody.
There's nobody checking out. Mm-hmm. Everything is self-checkout.
I hate self-checkout.
Leanne's
a big fan.
I do the self-checkout.
I'm like, look, I don't work here. I don't know the code for this produce. I don't want to have to wait 10 minutes for somebody to come ID me so I can buy beer or wine. Give me a break. I mean, there's nobody working the superstores anymore. Nobody.
Yeah, it's...
Except me, when I go shop there.
It hasn't passed so far, the 15-hour.
No.
It has not.
No, in fact, they voted against it today.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
Because they don't understand. It was Joey actually made me think about this, and he's right. There should be no minimum wage. Then employers will pay...
what they're worth.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you want to make good... Look, right now, you guys network a ton. I have several great sponsors that are having a terrible time finding help mm-hmm. with people that can count to 10
exactly,
or have a complete thought.
The work ethic. Show up to work, be on time, be presentable, and do your job.
Well, the millennials...
That's fascism.
Yeah, I know, the millennials don't want to do that.
I'm a racist.
They don't want to work that kind of work ethic. Mm-mm. But I did do the math just out of sheer curiosity. I was like, okay, let's say I went to... $15 an hour. So $15 an hour times 40 hours a week times 52 weeks a year. It's like over $30,000. Mm-hmm. So that's going to shut a lot of businesses from 10 employees to 3 employees, and they're going to have more to do, you know?
It's the end of small business.
Yeah.
It'll really hurt the small business, definitely, for sure.
We are going to have a group vote here. We have Rusty Aldrich on the line, but we should vote to see whether we want to let him on the show or not.
I say yay. Yes, let's do it.
Okay. All right. 75% said yes.
I noticed a little trepidation there.
There's a little dead air. Contemplating it.
JT, you don't like the self-checkout?
I just do not like it. I don't think it's built for customer convenience. I'm sorry.
Oh, it is.
You are not going to like the Millbrook Walmart. I walked in there one day and everything was all normal and, in America.
Yeah.
I walked in there about 3 days later. There are 4 manned checkouts, not always open, 19 self-checkouts.
Yep. Wow. And 1 overworked associate
handling
all the problems.
I struggle with Millbrook Walmart, not because of that, but because it's totally backwards from Prattville, and I can't find anything in the Millbrook Walmart.
The floor plan's different, yeah.
It totally throws me off.
They changed a lot of the aisles. They don't run horizontal. They run like vertical to the store. I mean, it's like everything is it's just changed. None of the prices match the tag. And I think I heard some of them speaking like French. And so I don't know. It's just crazy.
Oh, Lord. just do grocery pickup. It'll be all right. Just do grocery pickup.
And I'm confused anyway. And then I go in there and it's like, you know, I have to call for help. Like 911 come get me.
But who do you call? There's nobody there.
I call 911. They come get the old guy. Get the old guy in the little scooter.
You know what it is? All right, so I've tried at Walmart, the self-checkout. And so you want to say swab. I'm looking at this Dr. Seuss parody called There's a Swab in My Thingamabob.
I saw that. Stop.
Well, they did that to our diplomats over in China.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So anyway, so I scan something, it goes ding, and I put it on that little counter tray by the bags.
Uh-huh.
And then the machine starts yelling at me.
Please remove your items from the bagging area.
Here's the trick. You scan one item, you put it in the bag, you count to five. Then you scan the next item, put it in the bag, count to five.
See, Leanne's got it down. That's way too much thinking for me.
I just realized
another reason why I hate self-checkout, because I consistently feel like a criminal, like I'm trying to steal something from the store.
Yeah.
No, I just want to check
out. Well, you
got
a mask on.
And pay for my items.
And
you got a mask on.
You got a mask on. You look like you're robbing the stage.
Exactly, right.
I know what I'm going to do next time. Though. I'm going to go by the casino first and pick up an Indian guy, and I'll be okay.
Oh, man.
Maybe not. Hey. You guys, thank you. It's good to hear you. Y'all always have a lot of fun.
Good story.
We have a good time.
Good job, Rusty.
Yeah, well, I know you.
Let's say hello to, we have a couple of folks waiting. Greg, you're on with JT and Leanne.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
You said it voted if staying down today 15 hours. Who voted down? Was it a separate bill or what?
All I know is that 58-42, they voted against the $15
minimum wage.
Yeah,
weren't they trying to sneak it in with the COVID whole package?
Yeah,
and,
yes. Yeah.
COVID, it's not a COVID
relief.
Bill.
It's not even COVID.
Yeah.
The rest is all bullcrap.
Yep.
So the other part of the bill, what about that? And the other part paying someone?
I have no idea the status of the whole bill. But I will check. We'll hear about it in the news.
I think they're still debating it.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Wookie.
Hey, what's going on?
We got JT and Leanne here. That's the headline.
Well, listen, I am almost 70 years old. I should be retired, but I really can't because my boss depends on me. I'm a machinist by trade.
Yeah.
Okay. There ain't no machinists out there nowhere. Nobody wants to do these jobs anymore.
I know.
And so I'm still working. And, hey, do you think that a guy just getting started as a machinist should earn $15 an hour? No way.
Mm-mm. It's crazy.
There's such a thing as serving an apprenticeship.
That's
to
right.
Learn your trade.
Yeah.
You got to learn your trade and become qualified. And then you can start talking about money.
That's right. You got to start at the bottom and earn that. You know, it's this really
That's
cool
right.
thing called earning, not just being yeah. handed.
That's right.
I mean, that's what I did. That's just like forgiving the student loans. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're the one that wanted that student loan. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Okay. So don't make me pay for it. And also, don't make me pay your $15 minimum wage just because you don't know nothing. That's just the way it is. You're right.
Common sense. Thank you for the call. Yeah, and radio is called paying your dues.
Yep.
No doubt.
Let's grab this call from Doug.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Greg. I've got a look. Well, I guess it wouldn't be trivia. On the Dan Morris show about 2 months ago, Dan and Joey got to talking about either bee stings or wasps. Stings, and Dan said he remembered when he was a child he got stung by a wasp, and his uncle said put a toothpick in your mouth and it will just distract your thought process. and you won't think about the pain. Because didn't you get attacked by ants earlier today?
Yes, and I put butt paste on my foot, and it's fine. It worked. In like,
well, that's great. Well, if you ever run out of butt paste and you've got a toothpick, you might want to try Dan Morris's trick. Love your show, man. Been listening since, I think, the beginning.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Might work, you don't know. Until you try it.
It's a parody of the straw.
Yeah, we have.